Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. You know, most people who continue working after retirement, they don't stay on in their current jobs, according to Boston College's Sloan Center on Aging and Work. Instead, they leave for a second career or something they truly love, a job of their choice, but a job, nonetheless, with pay, benefits, a supervisor, etc. As Americans live longer and healthier lives, the desire to work longer for the income, the mental engagement, or the chance to do something we truly love has grown. One excellent resource for a little guidance to the 55-plus community looking for work you love is our friend David Lawrence XVII. I love talking to David Lawrence XVII. David has this unstoppable optimism, which, by the way, is the name of the track today from Epidemic Sound by Gavin Luke. David Lawrence has been with us before, but you likely know David from his work in movies, TV shows. David is the voice of America Online. David is a writer, a technologist, an artist, an entrepreneur, a longtime working actor, as well as acting coach and voice coach. I'll tell you this from my own experience as a student of David's. David Lawrence shows the way to gain voiceover success with compelling stories from people who've been there, presenting the nitty-gritty details of available job opportunities, wages to expect, typical hours, and the qualifications and savvy that you need in order to get hired. David's classes are packed with practical advice on how to prepare both professionally and financially to start out on becoming a working voiceover artist. David's motivational, he's inspirational, and he's thoroughly practical. David Lawrence is going to explain today how to find some work, either part-time, temporary, work at home, or you can even do government work in the profitable, rewarding voiceover work. Today we're going to be talking to David about the ACX Amazon opportunity. So please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, David Lawrence. David Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It's always good to talk to you, and it's good to have you back. You do so much for the voiceover community, and certainly my audience, the 55-plus audience, loves all of your advice and good work. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the ACX, the Amazon ACX opportunity. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that opportunity in general. What does it mean?
So just to be clear, Amazon owns the company that owns ACX, Audible. And that's actually part of the big story around ACX. Amazon loves selling stuff. We all know that, right? And so they are always looking for more stuff to sell. And when they bought Audible, they bought the largest distributor of audiobooks in the known universe. You can't get a book on Amazon without going through Audible. You can't get a book on Audible, obviously, without going through Audible. And Audible, for all intents and purposes, has the exclusive contract with iTunes. So there you have the top three distribution points for audiobooks in the world, covering about 99.5% of the marketplace, all through one company. And they were looking for more ways, better ways to take all of the books that Kindle publishers and authors that are self-published and going through CreateSpace and all these different places that Amazon also owns and get them into the audiobook format. Now, why the audiobook format? Because it is the best-selling and fastest growing version of content in the book world. It outsells hardbacks, it outsells paperbacks. It's beginning to encroach on ebooks and audiobook consumption rates. If you look at the sort of graph from late 2000s, like 2009, 2010, it's like this hockey stick. And that's due in no small measure to how easy it is to get an audiobook onto a smartphone. All you have to do is tap on it. It takes your information and boom, the book is ready to listen to. Nobody has ever been able to remove that kind of friction from a process before, but Amazon did, Audible did, and now they need lots more stuff to sell. So you have all these books that are waiting to be turned into audiobooks. And so they created this site called ACX, which is the Audiobook Creation Exchange, Audible did. And what they do there is they match up narrators like you, Paul, and me, with rights holders, authors, publishers, people who own the rights to printed and electronic versions of books. And you put those two people together, you let the narrators audition for the work, and then the rights holders pick one. And it's great because you have this ability to make money in a way that you didn't before. And that is kind of cool. You can sit in your own home, maybe a walk-in closet or a basement, or maybe you go and spend the money on a booth. You don't have to, but you can. And with some very inexpensive equipment, you can build a little business for yourself. And it's particularly exciting for people over 55, because as you move into that space of your life, you're far wiser than you ever have been before. You have much more life experience than, you know, kids 30 and under. Your voice is well-developed. Your vocabulary is well-developed. Your work ethic is well-developed. And you're smarter than other people. I mean, it's just, it's a lovely combination. And you have this ability to do more things with the more time that you have as you move into winding down your career or going into retirement or changing your careers. And so what we've done over the last 3 years or so is created a class called the ACX Masterclass. And what it does is it shows you exactly how to get on ACX and maximize your work there, your business there, how you deal with rights holders there, how you do the production for the audiobooks. We show you how to do all the production for the audiobooks. It's a very straightforward process. A lot of people that will get on ACX and just sort of flail about, you know, they'll say, oh, this can't be that hard. And they don't get great results, and they don't think to themselves, oh, maybe I should know more about this before I start doing this. That is a mistake. Oh, it can't be that hard. Well, it may not be that hard, but what it is detail-oriented. And so you want to know the details before you get involved. You want to know what exactly you need to do to find work, how you need to do the work, how to hold the hands of your rights holders. Because for them, often they've never done this before. You know, only the big publishing houses have made audiobooks. So I'm sorry for rambling, but that's...
No.
Everything in a nutshell.
And that's really helpful. There is a lot of work here. I mean, I love the quote from Stephen King, who says, you know, talent is cheaper than table salt. You know, what separates the talented individuals from the successful one is just a lot of hard work. So there's work here, and you need to learn the steps, and the steps are crucial in order to make some money. And there's some money to be made here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would take issue with what Stephen King says, as I often do. I would think that talent is as common as table salt. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we teach you is not to be as cheap as table salt. We want you to be paid what the job demands, what pros are making, because you're a professional once you get paid. And that's an important part of what you're doing. I get the impression sometimes that because creatives have been through so much rejection in their life, they sometimes minimize the contributions of creatives in other categories. So when somebody says something like talent is as cheap as table salt, some talent maybe, but good talent you'll pay for. And if you're good talent, you'll get paid better than table salt. So and I think that's a big part of, when I ask people, what's the biggest challenge you have when being a voiceover artist or being an audiobook narrator? The number one response is, I don't know what to charge for my services. I don't know what to charge for a book. Well, the good news is that's all codified for you. ACX gives you a very Amazon way of making money in addition to getting paid per finished hour. So if you have a 10-hour book, and you're paid $250 per finished hour, you'd make $2,500. But you also have the opportunity to work on books where you get paid a percentage of what Audible collects when it sells it, a true royalty share, a revenue share situation. And for me, because I have and I give my students the ability to determine what projects on ACX are actually going to be the most successful. In every single book I've done for ACX, I have made more on royalty share over time than I would have had I taken what is SAG-AFTRA union scale for per finished hour work and got paid up front at a flat fee. So I'm really excited about that. There's a lot of legacy narrators who are like, what? I would never, ever do that. That would be like doing all this work with no possibility of knowing whether you're going to make any money. Well, you can mitigate that. And that's one of the things that we teach.
There's some debate, I suppose, maybe some disagreement about whether you can make money with ACX.
Oh, yeah. And
one of the things that I like that you always say is, look, the truth only comes out when you research the facts.
Yeah.
Give us some facts.
Well, just as a preamble, you know, we as human beings make stuff up if we don't know the answer. We can't stand not knowing the answer. And so if we don't know the answer, we'll just create out of whole cloth complete fallacies that seem to make sense, but actually are not true. You know, going back to the caveman days, you know, sun comes up in the morning, goes down at night, comes up on one side of the sky and goes down on the other. Must be that the sun is rotating around the earth, right? Seems logical, but is completely incorrect. And I've found that in the world of performance in particular, because it is such a legendary category of work to be in, so many amazing stories of success and fame and money and actors and voiceover talent making people think and feel and laugh and cry. It's just such a rich area to work in. It's one of the reasons I love it so much, that it's also filled with just a ton of stuff that isn't true. And in particular in audiobooks, as I was talking about those legacy narrators, the people who have been doing audiobooks as I have for decades, they tend to go with what they know, as most people do. That's the other thing that we do as human beings. We know what we know, and that's what we go with. There is this positivity bias when we have experience in something and we think we know what we're talking about, we'll continue on that path until proven otherwise. And one of the things that is hard to do is to tell someone who really, 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 really believes that what they're saying is true, that perhaps they might want to rethink it, and here's some real fact-based evidence to show that that's not the case. Case in point, when it comes to making money with audiobooks. Again, audiobooks are the biggest selling category of books. And the payments in the world of audiobooks are about 20 times what the payments used to be for authors who wrote books. I wrote the best-selling tech book of 1997. So I've got that going for me. It was called Learn HTML on the Macintosh. And I got paid a $10,000 advance, which I had to earn out, so which means I had to sell 10,000 copies before I would start getting royalties. And then I got a dollar per book, and the book was retailing at $29.95. So it's 3% of what the book was selling for. Audiobooks, both the author, the rights holder, and the narrator, the producer, each get 20% of whatever Audible collects, retail, on sale, whatever it is. They get 20% of that amount. So if a book is selling on average for a credit on Audible, because Audible does an awful lot of subscription stuff where you get a credit every month and you can get a book, and it's valued at $15. So you as a producer, for every copy of that book that gets rebated as a credit or redeemed as a credit, you get $3. And if they sell it at full retail, if the book is $29.95, you get $6. So it's a bigger piece of the pie. You don't have to do, you know, any follow-up work. You can promote it, and you can work with the rights holder as I do, doing events and meeting and greeting their audience and their readers and listeners. But it really is this wonderful creation, as you do more and more and more audiobooks, of a portfolio that is kicking off money every month to you over the 7-year period that you sign a contract to be paid in that manner. And for me, I've been on ACX since 2011. And at this point, my portfolio is big enough that I don't have to worry about my mortgage every month because ACX pays for it. Just this one single category of my work, because I've built this thing over time. And so that means now's the time to get started if you want to build a portfolio that's going to pay you money over time. And, you know, this is very similar to creating a retirement plan for yourself. You know, you create this huge body of work, and each one of them sells some copies every month, and you make money from that. And for me, that is just such a lovely model. It's just such a great model to look at. And legacy narrators, they just can't wrap their minds around it. It's like, nope, I'm going to get paid $250 an hour, but, well, okay, fine. Do whatever makes you happy, but please don't say that the other ways don't work, because I've got proof to the contrary, Your Honor. So,
well, thank you for the facts. Absolutely. These are the observable realities that you point out often to us as students of yours. And we really appreciate all of your time and all of your information. You're very generous, and that means a lot, especially to my audience. So The final question for you, David, is you've created a series of free lessons in addition to the masterclass, so people can learn about this from you and gain some experience from your expertise. So first, where can we find this class? And give us a brief description of the course.
So you can find the free lessons you know, for a limited time, because we're going to take them down after we start the class. Mm-hmm. The free lessons, you go to vo2gogo.com/win, WIN. I want you to win. I don't want you to think that you're going to lose time and effort and have opportunity costs where you could be spending your time doing something else. I really want you to win at being a narrator. And I want people to take advantage of what you have to offer. First video is all about the lies that you're told, mm-hmm, about audiobook narration and why they're not true. Second one is about ways to pick projects so that they make money. You know, we're not just like promoting the class with these videos. We're showing you actual actionable items that you can use to make, even if you don't take the class, you'll do better on ACX if you watch the videos. And again, it's at vo2gogo.com/win. When we're done with the videos in a week or so, we will kick open the class and we'll start teaching. And it's a 4-week on telephone class, so it's not online. You actually call in, and I'm teaching live over the telephone. Mm-hmm. And there's also workbooks and downloads and an area on our website where you have videos that show you how to do everything that I've created for you. We also have an online Facebook group that's private, there where people share experiences and strategies and tactics for working ACX and working it well, mastering it. And we also have live coaching that we do during the classes when it comes to performance of audiobooks. So what we want to do is take you from what is ACX? Where did that, you know? From there, from zero to hero. We want to take you to being very competent at going after auditions, going after work, managing your projects. We deal very specifically with the technical side of things, how to use the software and your microphone and mastering software to make your audiobook sound exactly the way Audible expects it to and requires it to sound when it puts it up for retail. It's one of the biggest things that people have issues with, is like they don't know about the editing software and how that all works, but they're pretty sure they can't figure it out. It's way too complicated. And the truth of the matter is, I've got not just 55 plus students, I've got an 85 plus year old member who now is working on her 23rd audiobook. And she's got the whole thing down. She loves it. She loves the idea that she can get up in the morning and go for a walk and then come home and do a couple hours work, you know, then go see her friends for lunch. I mean, she's got the life. And she's an actor, So she's got these great storytelling skills. Mm-hmm. It didn't take much for me to help her develop that. She was already very instinctively doing that. And so this is also why 55 plus is such a wonderful group of people to look at audiobook narration, because they've been telling stories their whole lives. And the stories that they tell, if younger people pay attention to them, can be very, very valuable to them. So I love working with older people, and I'm one myself. I'm 59 years old. So
I did not realize that, sir.
No, I've got the Dick Clark gene when it comes to my voice. So like, what are you, 30?
No.
1958, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, that's what gives you this this expertise, plus all of your wonderful experience. So, I'm a student, and I talk about you frequently, David. You're just a wonderful person, so helpful. But you can really help create a profitable audiobook narration practice. So thanks for all that you're doing, and thanks for the information today. We're going to put links up to VO, to GoGo, /win. We'll put those on the Not Old Better website, where you can find David directly. But David Lawrence XVII, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My thanks to our guest today, David Lawrence XVII. Of course, you can find David at vo2gogo.com. That's vo2gogo.com. And his new free course at vo2gogo.com/win, where you'll see a set of videos beginning with how a 57-year-old retired air traffic controller launched a thriving career as an audiobook narrator. More information is available at our website, too. And as usual, we'll post links to everything else. And also, as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave it at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks to all.